Hello, my Audio Boo friends. It's Stefano, also known as Slandy, here on Audio Boo. I'm slouching on the couch this morning, feeling absolutely awful. Two times a year, like clockwork, my sinuses wake up. And it's usually in the fall and in the spring. Anyhow, I won't go any further with that. It's just, it really, for about 3 or 4 days, it just knocks me right out. So, okay, a couple of things this morning. It's a absolutely gorgeous morning. I should be out for my walk, but just wasn't feeling up to it this morning. So I decided instead to listen to some booze and watch a bit of news and rest a bit, because later on I'm going to go see my daughter do her cross-country 2-kilometer race. It's this race that takes place in an arboretum not far from here. It's very beautiful sight, beautiful scenery. I'm bringing my camera and hopefully I can get some good shots of the kids running and having fun. I'm there to supervise a bit and help out as best I can. The other thing I wanted to talk about was Downcast. And please insert a giant question mark right about now in this Audio Boo, because I downloaded it, I've set it up, I configured it, but it's not working the way I expected it to. I was hoping, and I was under the impression, and I don't think I'm wrong, that Downcast allows you to download your Audio Boos or any other podcast that has an RSS feed, and then allows you to listen to those podcasts or Audio Boos continuously. In other words, you know, you fire it up, and I'm assuming you have to put your podcast episodes in a playlist, which I did. And I looked at the settings, and continuous play is on. But for some reason, when I start playing the Audio Boos, it plays one and it stops. See, my idea was to put this thing somewhere, run it on my iPod or on my iPhone, and while I'm doing other things in the house, it would just play all of the Audio Boos in that feed. Now, I know it's limited to 30 items or 30 Audio Boos at any one time. I know there's a limitation to that, and I know the workaround to that as well. However, it doesn't work. So, am I missing something? Is there a trick I have to do? Is there a configuration I have to do to get my Audio Boos playing in a continuous fashion? I'm putting it out there because I know Simon uses Downcast. I think Mac uses Downcast. Several people do. So, I'm putting it out there. There's just something I'm missing here. There's something I don't see. Anyway, so if you can certainly help me with that. And then the third thing was just an observation on my last Octaver that I did. I recorded it with my Fostex multi-track, and I added the music on afterwards. But unbeknownst to me, the way it worked with the multi-track, which I should have realized, is it doesn't take care of volume in real time. In other words, when I was recording the music that plays underneath my voice, I had faded it in and faded it out along with, as I was recording the second track, if you want, of music. Didn't work that way. When I played it back, it was a constant level all the way through, because I had not realized, of course, that it always records it at a certain level. And then you have to modulate or modify the level, what they call automate the mix. And you do that while mixing it down to two other tracks, what they call the famous mix down or the stereo mix. So that's what I did late last night. But to do so, I had to write down all the times of the music that I had recorded, because otherwise it just starts and then stops. I can't fade it in, fade it out in real time. I had to do that during the mix down so that the mix down got the volume settings. Anyway, I just thought this is more for me to clarify my thoughts about what happened. But I'm putting it out there if anybody else wants to know. So it's the same thing when you're in GarageBand. In GarageBand, when you record or let's say bring in a piece of music and you put it into a track in GarageBand, you have that little volume button that's a slider. Well, there's a little arrow to the left of that. If you click that, you get the volume profile for that track, at which point you can actually, at any point in the timeline of that track playing, you can fade in, fade out, you can lower, you can increase, you can lower the volume, and you can automate that throughout your track so that when you do your mix down, it comes into play. Now, it was the same thing. So the actual audio, if you want, is always at the same level. It's just the mix down that brings those levels and then records the effects of those level changes. But the track itself always has the same level, and I didn't realize that when I was playing with my Fostex, that it behaved the exact same way. So it's... And also, I use another digital audio workstation, which right now escapes me. Reaper, it's called. That's what's called Reaper. And same thing with Reaper. It has levels and you can automate it. But in Reaper, it's really cool because you can actually do real automation and automate all the fade-ins and fade-outs and then have it remember it so that the sliders will actually move, just like they do in a motorized mixer at a professional recording studio. They have motors inside the faders, so the engineers can actually move the faders and do the mix in real time as a practice run-through, and then the console will remember that, will remember the movements, and then repeat the exact same movements, the mixes, the fade in, the fades out, fade outs, and remember those for the final mix to the stereo track. So anyway, just fascinating stuff. I'm learning so much about audio mixing, and I didn't realize how much of an effect a good microphone has. And I mean, the one I bought is, I would say, decent. It's not top of the line in the least. You've got microphones that cost several thousands of dollars, and I'd love to hear what one of those sounds like. But I think at that point, it wouldn't be that much of a difference, really. I think it's more, the more expensive you pay, the difference between, say, a $300 or $400 microphone and a $1,200 microphone is in certain ranges and certain specific situations. Anyway. Okay, I won't bore you anymore with this. I don't know where I'm going with this talk this morning. I just figured I'd do an audio boo. I didn't honestly think my throat would be up to it, but it's all right. My voice is kind of booming, and I sound a little bit nasal, don't I? Oh, well. Okay, it's almost 9 o'clock here, so I'm going to finish my coffee and try to shake the cobwebs out of my head. I hope you're all having a wonderful day. And if somebody can get back to me on that downcast, I'd appreciate it immensely. Bye, all.